Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Here it is, our 11th episode.
110.
Yes.
11th. I like it.
It's a Tolkien thing.
True.
Yeah. 111 is how old Bilbo was when he had the party before he left and shoved off to Rivendell.
He was 111?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are.
Another week behind us. Another week of shows for Sco Bros.
Yes.
How did those goes?
We sold out all last week, and we're already sold out this last week with an added show. So, obviously I still don't have much of a voice. It kind of comes and goes, but yeah, we have, I believe I counted, 5 total seats left for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's performance.
Wow. That's so impressive.
For Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, because Saturday's already pulled off the I can buy tickets. And they're single seats, no two together.
Wow. That's it. That's amazing, man.
Yeah. That doesn't happen except for musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Even out there. And apparently when ACT did To Kill a Mockingbird a few years ago, Willaine, who is our Mrs. DeBose, was Mrs. DeBose in that.
Oh.
Russell Hodgkinson was Bob Ewell.
Oh, that would have been a great show to see.
Yeah. And they brought, I think they brought Atticus, Tom, and Mayella were New York, or out of Washington State. They were farmed in equity actors.
Okay.
Apparently that sold so well, they extended 3 times. They did 12 weeks.
People love To Kill a Mockingbird, man.
And I don't get, I'm like, I mean, it's a great story, and I love it, and it really is. I don't want to say it's timeless, because it's not timeless, but the themes in it are still relevant, and I feel to some degree they will always be relevant, because we're not, I don't think right now we're capable of getting past it.
We're still
until
apes,
the
man.
Robots
we're still
take over.
Yeah, exactly. We're still a bunch of apes still trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we look over at the other 5 apes that are across the river and want to throw rocks at them.
Yeah.
We're a very strange, strange animal.
Yeah.
But you're right. And you're right. It's not timeless, because in like 1920, it wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
But does timeless have to work backwards? Because it can't, right? It can't. Timeless is just a moving forward sort of thing.
Not according to Stephen Hawking. I just watched
the movie
last night. Sobbed like 5 times.
Oh, so not A Brief History of Time, the movie about his life.
Theory of Everything.
Theory of Everything.
And that it all goes back to a singularity. If the black hole spins to that point, well, it has to unravel back to another point, and then him disproving his original point. And yeah, so I don't know. Still waiting for that one theory, that one string theory, that
the grand unified theory
that explains everything.
The 42 theory.
So Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, good job.
Yay, look at that.
I'm gonna be
one more point on my 100 score. I'm at 5.
We should start a book club, because I'm starting to read the Dirk Gently books. There are 2 of them. These are more Douglas Adams books that are not Hitchhiker's Guide. They're Detective Dirk.
Oh, Dirk Gently.
Yeah, okay. Gently. There's Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency and The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. And then there's a 3rd one that's an anthology that was published after he died that has some Dirk Gently stories in it that I got with the cluster. So I'm gonna try and start reading those. So we should do a book club. I don't
That'd
know how
be
to
cool.
do a book club. So if you guys want to read books, go find Dirk Gently at your local library, or up your butt, or in the internet, on the internet. under the internet, somewhere around the general internet.
Go to barnesandnoble.com.
Don't do that. Don't hurt these people. Go to your local bookseller, not your local big box bookseller.
No.
But your local little bookseller, and they might even have an old paperback copy from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Just go grab it there. So, let's see. So your week has pretty much been shows. There's more. I can tell by the sound of your
Yeah, there was I'm thinking.
I that's what that squeak was.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on finishing the doc memes from Z Nation for Russell Hodgkinson.
Oh, right, right.
And I think we might almost have picture lock. He was like, well, I don't really see anything funny. And we cut everything out of season one that was just all the funny things that he had. And it was like 14 minutes.
Yep.
Then I've had to cut it back. I got it down. It was at 12, then it was at 7. Then I had to add stuff from the ventilation shaft, which was with the zombie.
Right. Getting him high.
And we had to cut some of the
spoiler
goodness from there. But now it's at 6 minutes even. I'm trying to find underscore music, but the only thing they have for the OST for Z Nation is Have Mercy.
So yeah, that's I've not going to work so hot.
No, but I've got it dumbed down really far. I play it for 2 minutes, and then I let everything else go, and then I kind of bring it back at the end, but we'll see.
I do have some cinematic underscore on the NAS, if you want to check that out.
Oh, cool.
So it's got a bunch of stuff, like tense and light and all bunch of... There's a ton of stuff on there. All licensed, so you can use it.
Cool.
I mean, technically you're using unlicensed footage, but I think he's allowed to because it's a reel or something. Who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking cares? Just kidding.
We're promoting them.
FCC,
in a good way.
If you're listening, go to hell. You're not listening because this is the internet. Fuck you, FCC.
That's right.
Well, that's great. I'm very excited. You should do a behind the scenes of him on season two and just call it the Doc Doc.
That would be great.
Or the Doc Hyphenumentary.
Ooh, I like that too.
Yeah.
And then I have Aaron's going to be directing a brand new interpretation or brand new translation of Head of Gobbler.
Now it's Aaron. Or is it Erin?
Aaron.
Aaron.
Lamb, who is playing Atticus, who directed Middletown, who played Brick.
Right.
Is directing Hedda next year. And so I have an audition for that.
Ooh.
I think everyone knows this, but I believe Rogar will be auditioning with me. There, that way I didn't say his name, but everyone who knows will know.
Yeah.
And I think we have adjoining times, abutting time. If I have this time and he has the time right after me, what is that? It's not a joint.
That's a joint. Yeah. It's adjacent.
Adjacent, yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be like he'll audition or I'll audition and then the two of us will do some and then we do our own thing again. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking very forward to it. It's going to be taken out of the time language so that it's more of a timeless sort of vocabulary and moving past a manuscript to a digital. So if we get what we want, I'm putting a call out now for at least 20 laptops that nobody wants.
That's a big order, my friend.
Well, I was thinking about going to RePC and just saying, you know, if you pull all the guts out, all I need is, it doesn't need to turn on, doesn't need to do anything. If you've got old POS laptop.
You should pick your old one up from Christian since he got the new DG laptop.
Oh, yeah. I should do that.
You
too.
Totally should. I mean, I'm not even... That's not a joke. That's no, you just should do that.
If yes. But the conceit is going to be that Eilert Loveborg has been doing this on a PC, on a laptop, and so Hedda will destroy the laptop every night.
Ha!
Laptop, hammer, fire.
Yeah. I love it.
I think it's a little too big for him to lose accidentally.
Yeah. You know what you should do? is...
I was thinking an external hard drive.
Well, there's that. What I was thinking you should do is go to, like, Rent-A-Center and all those shitty furniture stores, mm-hmm. because they have mock laptops that they throw out all the time. And they're just mock. They're just plastic.
Right.
But there
That's
you go.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do that. So... Does that wrap it up for your week? Or you
got more? I think I probably have more, but it's been such a cough-induced haze fest that...
You're hazing people now?
Yeah.
Is that how the audience, that's what they're really paying for.
Exactly.
To Kill a Mockingbird is to come mm-hmm. in and get hazed.
Yep.
Get beaten with a paddle and forced to drink 20 shots of Jaeger.
We did have
you
a
will
huge
die.
Protest
Don't do that.
In Olympia.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night. That went right by the theater at intermission.
School?
Teachers? Skinheads.
Oh, shit.
Cops were called in.
So they were protesting your weekends. Play.
They weren't protesting our play.
That would have been amazing.
It was like, that would be amazing because that would be great publicity. But we're already sold out. So thanks. Bring that to another one. But no, I don't really even know what it was. There was something. Some people said there was white supremacists that were coming. And then there was a counter protest. And white supremacists didn't show up. Then there was another one of a peaceful protest walking down the street and some guy holding up his Confederate flag and people got into it. I have no idea. We knew nothing about it, but then there was a huge scare of...
There was a peaceful protest of people protesting peace and what?
There was a protest out in the front, so everyone's like, you know, bailing out of the theater. And I'm like, I'm going to go get some food and have a drink. And there's nothing going on.
I say we start the anti-test. Okay. Or the contest. No, the anti-test, because contest is already a word. We'll start the anti-test. So it's not a protest. It's an anti-test, right?
Right.
And it's when you just sit down and go, fuck the world, and then have a sandwich.
Isn't that just apathy?
Yeah, and? Okay. We'll make clear ribbons if we get around to it. We won't.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Clear ribbons for apathy.
Yep.
So my week, primarily, was obviously work, which is stupid. Long weekend, so I got to... actually go do some filming for someone also Rogar related. We'll say she's married to Shat Mimkus. And her name is Shemily Amal Rimkus.
Shat Mimkus?
Shat Mimkus.
That's going to stick.
Yeah, I know. So Emily Shimkus and Rose Hall and a bunch of other people, Wonder Russell, a few others, are prepping for a Kickstarter. And then I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You're going to have to wait. We will obviously share a link. but Tony Becerra... Oh, Scott's dying. Tony Becerra suggested that they contact me, so I went ahead and filmed their KS intro video and a little bit of B-roll. Alyssa Terrell was there, which was great because she's always fun to work with.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be... DPing the product that they come out with, but it was a lot of fun. And then I threw together the first line edit last night. The target was 2.5 minutes. The output was 7.
Wow.
So we'll see how that goes. We're going to be paring it down a lot. Tons of fun though. Just getting to hang out with interesting people, filming, you know, I love it. We went down to the beach just for kicks and filmed some stuff down there. That is a stinky, stinky beach. Point Defiance. What's the name of it? Bradley? No. Do you remember the name of the beach down there?
Owen Beach.
Owen Beach. Thank you. Owen Meany. So we went to Owen Beach, walked until we found this log that was very interesting. It was covered in mussels. So if you're on my Instagram, you will have seen a bunch of pictures of... It smelled so bad. It was low tide.
Yeah.
Well, and it was a little after. And high tide there is very high.
It is.
It's very high. So low tide uncovers a lot of stuff. Foul, stinky stuff.
Yep. So. 4th of July, it was low tide most of the day.
Yeah, yeah. So that was fun. Then I met with... So Friday night was Pike's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiff Pike... We went to PSP, which is the Puget Sound Pizza Company,
mm-hmm.
and it was terrible. Normally, they're pretty good. Like, last time I went, I enjoyed it. This time it tasted like the crust was gluten-free or something.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, the karaoke was terrible, which it normally is.
Yeah, the karaoke was supposed to. The pizza was terrible, which last time I went, the pizza wasn't that bad.
No, Puget Sound Pizza's pretty PSP's.
It just wasn't good this night at all. So, I guess I should have ordered the wings, like I normally do.
Yeah.
I avoided karaoke as much as humanly possible, which is to say entirely.
Oh, good.
I hate karaoke unless it's just friends. Mm. I can do karaoke in front of just friends. That's fine. But I can't stop singing though when I'm like in the play. So, you know, what was the song that came on? They did Tenacious D. It wasn't Wonder Boy. It wasn't Tribute.
Couch push-ups?
No. Fuck Her Gently.
Ah, yeah.
So that was, thank you. You got me there with cock push-ups. They did Fuck Her Gently, and, like, of course I know all the words to that, so I was just belting that out in a corner, alone, and sad.
Alone? Weren't you with
the No, I was with tons of people. Okay. Well, Tiff was singing that one. That was her song.
Right, but you were sitting there with a bunch of other people, all singing.
The category, so Tiff made a bunch of categories, right, for songs, because she loves games. She just makes games all the time. So she made categories, put them in envelopes, you pick the envelope, and that's what you had to sing. And she pulled herself inappropriate song to sing at a funeral and ended up singing Fuck Her Gently at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
An imaginary funeral. No one died.
Right.
Except for Art.
Mm-hmm.
Art. Karaoke night always kills Art a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
It just hurts it so bad. See, Aaron has finished... For those of you out there who supported the Blu-ray Kickstarter for Darkness Rising, if you support it at a certain level, you pulled yourself a Bard hat. And Aaron has completed construction on all of them, except Scott's extra one.
Oh.
You still have your original, which I should have brought back to you, but I forgot. So they're all numbered. They've got a tag inside with your little face on it.
Sweet.
It's really funny. And I don't want to give away the secret to the numbering. I'll let people see it. Have I told you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So they're all complete. I think Don's picking them up today. So hopefully everyone's rewards will ship soon.
Well, I wish I would have known he was picking them up today. He's coming down here to pick them up?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have asked for the patches that we keep not...
Yeah, he's coming through because he's in Portland right now visiting Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And he's coming back through today, and he'll pick them up on the way. So... there's that. Worked a little bit with Tyler Hill on some super secret stuff that hopefully you will know soon. And that was my weekend. I did not. Oh, I watched a lot of Star Trek while other stuff was going on. So we got every season of Next Gen on Blu-ray.
Oh, wow.
Because they completely remastered them from film.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. So I watched a lot of Star Trek. And I continued catching up on my brand new, all-time favorite ever web series. True web series. It's not an original series on the web. It is a web series. Every day, every weekday, except for when they're on vacation, two guys, Rhett and Link, do this show called Good Mythical Morning, and you should definitely check it out. It's just YouTube/, I think, Good Mythical Morning. Or /Rhett and Link. There's like Rhett and Link 3, all these other channel names. It's like Zoe, you know, when they had a bunch of different channel names piled up. So, good stuff. Like I said, it's probably my favorite web series ever. Very fun. Funny guys. You don't stop laughing the whole time. It's like, you know, they're short, too. They're, you know, 10 to 15 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Just really funny.
Cool. Why don't you talk a little bit about the thing you're just pressing on your wrist?
My wrist nipple?
Yep.
Oh, you mean my Microsoft Band.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't want to talk about this too much because I just didn't want to talk about the whole exercising thing because I've only been doing it for 2 weeks.
Well, I'm not talking about that.
But that's what it's for.
I'm just going to talk about
it.
Band.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm talking about what I want to talk about.
Fine.
God damn it.
Jim. So,
hey, Dardra. So, I started kind of a workout.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7 minute a day thing. Papers were published on it. It uses your own body weight, which means I'm getting a hell of a workout. And basically, it's just something to get you moving. But it's supposed to really like be the only workout you need if it's the only workout you can do. So I started that a couple of weeks ago. Have stuck with it so far. We'll see how it goes. But I wanted something to sort of track progress.
Mm-hmm.
More than just an Excel spreadsheet. And I picked up... So you know about Amazon Prime Now, the impulse shopper's worst nightmare.
Now, I tried to find that on the app,
mm-hmm.
on my iPad.
Yeah.
I don't know how to find...
You have to tap iPhone only on the upper left. There's a... In the iTunes store, now, mm-hmm. they separate tablet apps and phone apps. This is only released as a phone app, but it'll work on your tablet. You just have to find it first by tapping iPhone only. Then you'll find it.
Jeez, seriously?
I know.
Fuck's sake.
Don't even... Here's a little fun trade secret. Guess what it doesn't work on? Kindles.
the
fucking device that... Like Kindle Fires, the device we put out, doesn't even work on them. It totally works, by the way. If you sideload the APK, the mm-hmm. APK, that's the application package.
Mm-hmm.
If you sideload that and have... And have authorized yourself to use it, which you have to go to amazon.com/Prime Now, then click on a store link for the app. It'll take you to a web store page for it. You click buy with one click or whatever because it's free. Mm-hmm. Then you're authorized to use it even if you sideload it on something.
Mm.
It's going to get better. I'm sure it's going to get better. You can order from desktop right now at all. There's no desktop ordering. There's no... Windows Phone, and Android's a crapshoot.
Hmm.
Some devices, yes. Some devices, no. iPad, you have to use the iPhone version.
Okay.
But whatever. I think this might be sort of...
Beta-ish?
Well, I think it's planned because of demand.
Mm.
It's a roadblock to demand, because they're probably already at capacity.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Anyway. So, I get on, and I'm like, all right, let's see if they have... like a Microsoft Band, because I have a Windows phone,
mm-hmm.
and when, you know, you don't get a Fitbit with a Windows phone, get a Microsoft Band. You know, you have two choices, Microsoft Band and like a rock with some stuff chiseled into it. That's your choice if you have a Windows phone for a fitness tracker. So I got the Band, I got the large, and it just barely fits. There is no extra large. It's really cool though. So it's Bluetooth connected, and a lot of people, this is going to be like, yeah, and you know, we already have this. For me, it's kind of new because Windows Phone doesn't get a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Bluetooth connected, you get notifications, you can text back using Cortana. You get app notifications for connected apps, so like Twitter, whatever. Email notifications. You can track your sleep. You can track your workout. You can track calorie, you know, and it tracks calorie burn and all that stuff already. Steps. All that jazz. So that all works fine. But there is a downside, and I've researched, and they're all like this. And this is just absolute stupidity to me on the part of the manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
There is no waterproof fitness tracker, which seems idiotic.
Yeah.
So you can't swim with it, and you can't shower with it. You can't do that with Fitbit either. Maybe the Apple Watch is, because it has a built-in fitness tracker thing and everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Apple Watch is. I don't know. I'm not going to pay $750
right
for a fucking Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I just want something little on my wrist that, like this, if it fucking blows out in 3 months, whatever. Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I've heard horror stories from Apple Watch of, like, the battery going dead within a month and not wow. being rechargeable and stuff. So, but maybe it's waterproof, and maybe that's the... That's the magic.
Yeah.
So the big selling point for me is Cortana. The fact that I can use Cortana on it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, have texted Scott with Cortana.
Yes.
My phone is outside right now. Let me see if I can... Let me try this real quick. Text Scott C. Brown. This is a test. And it's thinking. And it says just a sec. Little Cortana thing's going back and forth. I have shut a door between us. And these are metal doors, aren't they?
Nope.
Oh, they're not? Okay. Well, apparently it's too far. I am too far from my phone. Well, that's fine. Anyway, you can basically just talk to your wrist, get smart style. Yeah, I couldn't reach my phone. That's stupid. I wonder if it'll do it if I just directly...
Hello.
Wow.
What's up?
They, due to copyright, this is an email I just got from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of what I was uploading.
Oh, right.
Due to a copyright claim, your YouTube video has been blocked. This means that your video can no longer be played on YouTube. I got that at 2:17. At 2:23, congrats, your video is now on YouTube. So I'm not quite sure which one.
It's going to be the copyright claim one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what that means is whoever owns the copyright to that music just won't let you. A lot of people will do it, but then it forces monetization, and that monetization goes back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Other people won't let you do it at all, and that's right. What you've got. So I guess we'll go back to the NAS and look for some underscore.
Yeah, or yeah. Not.
Or not, whatever.
I did a pretty good fade in between scenes to keep sound.
So for sharing it for him to review, use Vimeo then. They don't do any of that scanning for copyright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Then I'll just put it on there.
Pro tip. So yeah, that's the Microsoft band. We'll see how it goes. I have to wear it Bruce Willis style with the face on the inside of my wrist, which actually it turns out is the easier way to use it.
Oh gosh, yes.
But the heart rate monitor doesn't work the other way. And
no.
Like my cousin, who we will hear from shortly,
mm-hmm.
he wears it standard watch style. And he has no problems with it, but the heart rate monitor doesn't work for me if it's standard watch style. Hmm. It just always says 70. So, all right, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, got nothing.
Oh, I do have some news.
There we go.
That's relevant to the podcasts that we've had in the past.
Okay.
Guess what got an update? A couple days ago, the 3rd, specifically. 3rd of September. What got an update, Scott? Come on, Scott. Think about it. Think about it, Scott. I can't... You're too bearded. I can't read your lips.
Patreon?
No.
No. September 3rd.
September 3rd. That's not necessarily like an important date. It's just that's when it happened. So like it's not that it was near the first of the month or anything like that. So don't worry about that.
No idea.
Batman Arkham Knight got updated on PC. Hold on.
I know.
Well, we've talked about it.
Well, true, yes.
It's been now 4 months, three and a half months since it released.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally got an update that made it quasi-playable.
Oh.
So quasi's good. I can play it at 1080p now. Looks fine. 4K, which is weird because before the update... I was getting 55 frames a second at 4K, but crashing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting 15 frames a second at 4K, completely can't handle SLI at all. Like, loses its mind for SLI. And in fact, that's, I think, the major problem because it's loading textures into the shared memory because I've got 8 gigs of total shared memory on my video cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's loading into the shared memory, but then not accessing it correctly. So I think, that's why it's slowing down so much. So still waiting for that. But at 1080p, works perfectly. I get over 60 frames a second if I turn off VSync. Looks great. So I finally get to start playing Batman Arkham Knight.
Yay.
Finally.
That is good news.
Yeah, so far so good. I will say they really, really, really like shoehorned. You dive right into it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Joker get... do I want to spoil this? Yeah, fuck it. It's been out for 3.5 months. So you see the Joker get roasted from the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put him into a cremation thing. They burn him up. He's gone. Then it walks through a bunch of other stuff. Then you end up on top of a building, and it's the tutorial thing where basically there's no tutorial. It's just like, go be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think at this point, if you're playing Arkham Knight... you've played Batman, and there's no major change in gameplay. Until you get to the first mission, the very first mission is save a cop from some thugs. Go down, beat the hell out of the thugs. Great, feels great, I'm Batman again, wee! Then the Batmobile shows up. I hate racing games. And I'm so bad at them. And I need to hook up a controller, which I know that's like PC blasphemy, but I need to hook up a controller because it was not made for mouse and keyboard. Mm. Like you use WASDA to steer, yeah, but then left control, which is a pinky stretch,
yeah,
for firing your destabilizer ray cannon.
You can't reconfigure the spacebar.
Your Deus. Well, maybe you can, but spacebar is already used for actions and E and like. So the left control was a stupid choice.
Yeah. See, I can't. I learned how to play those games when it was not... Well, I could have learned WASDA and done the control and spacebar with both hands. But the widespread... So this is like Doom, Half-Life. Mm-hmm. The widespread hands, I was like, well, that's really stupid. I can bring them together, and I can use the arrow keys and then the control and spacebar right next to each other. Mm-hmm. And when all you had was up, down, left, right, fire, jump, or duck, it worked great. And then it was flashlight, map, equipment, inventory, change weapons, all this stuff where you get to spread your hands out. Now, all of a sudden, my brain could not do that. Right. So I can't use a keyboard anymore on the game. I can. I'm just like severely handicapable. Warrior going in, going, this is all that I can do. Left, right, up, down, jump, shoot, duck.
Yeah, I...
Sorry.
This week's episode of Two Bards is brought to you by Walking Pneumonia. If you or a friend have walking pneumonia, get your ass to the hospital.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I get you like some milk and heavy cream and yogurt?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I bet. So yeah, I'm playing Batman finally. I noticed my channel's really hot.
Your channel's really hot and mine's really not.
I think, well, I'm also a lot closer than you are.
Not so much.
I'm substantially closer. I can reach it with... Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just the angle then.
It's all about the angle.
I guess I'm just hot. Well, that's just life, man. Yeah. It's just love.
I wonder if one of them's potted. It looks like maybe the pot's off, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it all equalizes.
It all equalizes in the end.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for...
Cool. Well, let's get to some questions.
Past and present. Although, I guess last week I did have the thing that we didn't know if I was going to have the thing because I might be too old to do the thing for the rainforest thing.
For the thing, yeah.
But I did the thing, and the funny thing about that was the last time I worked for this person doing a thing, I worked with Luke Burbank.
Right.
This time I worked with Luke Burbank's wife.
Book Lurbank?
No, not Book Lurbank.
It's just all I got, man, is I just got those swapping of the consonant sounds.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we'll see what happens. We got to wait for proof of concept and all that stuff. So basically what they did was a green screen shoot. We did all the audio, and then they're gonna do the moving picture, kind of like the... It's not really a Ken Burns effect, but
I know what you mean,
though. It'll be a drop in the background of the living room, and then everybody will be cut out, and you can kind of zoom in on them and put a little bit of movement, kind of like an animatic.
Yo, okay,
a nice
yeah.
animatic.
There you go.
To say, here's the our idea.
Thing, yeah.
So we were doing weird ass shit with still photography.
Yeah.
So, you know, wrestling, and it was, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great time.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess questions.
Questions.
We might... No, I'm not going to jinx this right now.
Who are you? Comrade questions?
There we go. Rob McLennan writes, news from Canada.
Hey, Rob.
Apparently...
Canada. Our home and native land.
The poutine potato chip. I have my left hand over my heart. Yeah. Apparently, the poutine potato chips from last year's flavor contest.
This is the Lay's flavor contest.
Have become a regular flavor. Mm-hmm. So, if you were going to make up a flavor of potato chips, what would it be?
Well, I've seen a bunch of new ones around that actually look great, but I haven't tried them yet on account of the whole dieting thing.
Right.
I saw chicken and biscuits.
I was just going to say a chicken and waffle or chicken and something.
Chicken and waffle's been done.
I've
tried that one. We've tried sriracha. We've tried maple bacon. We've tried the works in the U.S. and the works in Canada are very different.
Jalapeno mac and cheese, which we still have a bag of.
Yep. So what would I do? Well, the cappuccino was an affront against, and I'm like, I don't even have a deity, but it was an affront against my deity. It was so terrible.
Yeah.
That was just awful. Just so bad in every way. So don't do cappuccino. I would wager a Tim Tams chip would be equally terrifying. I've had hot wing. I know the sweet and salty can work, but it's something about the Lay's chips. They just don't work.
Right. If you could do like a chocolate potato chip
right.
or a salted caramel potato chip,
yeah,
that might work. Because they do that with like the peanuts.
Yeah.
They have the flavored peanuts that work okay.
There is, by the way, the wavy ruffles
mm-hmm.
dipped in chocolate. You can buy those.
Really?
They're different.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're good. My brain wouldn't let me actually make an assessment. It just kind of shut down.
See, I think I've talked about this before. So if I could, if we're going off, if I could make the potato chip that I want, my comfort food used to be when I was really sad was to get a bag of Lay's and a Snicker bar.
Just eat them together?
And eat them together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crunch down the chips enough to just be sort of a salty paste. Take a bite of the Snicker bar. And you get the peanuts and the chocolate mm-hmm. and the caramel and the nougat and the salty. And it was, now I want some of that. So that would be my first one. If you could combine the Snickers and the Lay's so that I could just have one vehicle of putting it in my face.
Right.
Or a Snicker bar with chips in it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fine too. But I'm wondering if like a Cinnabon
that,
potato
okay.
chip. So that you've got that sweet cinnamony
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
flavor, and if you do nothing else with the chip, I think that's part of the problem is that they do something with the chip and then they put the flavor on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just a neutral potato
mm-hmm.
that's fried, baked, whatever, with the stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
then that should be okay. Mm-hmm. But I think like the cappuccino doesn't work because they do something else to the chip and then put the cappuccino on it.
Yeah.
And your brain's like, eh, cappuccino's a drink.
Yeah.
It's like clear Pepsi.
That
should be
7-Up.
Yeah, but it's still messes with your mind.
Whereas, did the eyes closed thing. You can, and I will say that the eyes closed thing for clear Pepsi, mm-hmm. it's much harder to tell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure.
If your eyes are closed, it really does taste a lot like Pepsi, but it tastes like caffeine-free Pepsi.
Mm.
Or something along those. It's something's yeah. not right. Like the caramel coloring does add a certain flavor to the cola.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that when I was a little kid. And that stuff first came out. I guess
yeah.
it would have been what? 13, 12, somewhere around there. We got a bunch of Crystal Pepsi and regular
mm-hmm.
Pepsi and an RC and stuff like that and
yeah.
did the taste test. And you could tell, but it was barely with your eyes closed. With your eyes open, it's like, well, this doesn't taste.
It's
it tastes like
weird.
Sweet water.
Yeah. But I think with the Cinnabon type thing,
mm-hmm.
it's already a food.
Yeah.
So your brain isn't competing with
drink.
What's this
yeah.
thing that I was associating with. Those would be my two.
Yeah, I would do pho. I would do just standard
God.
With like that little hint of lime, a little bit of hoisin, some beef flip. Pho. All about the pho.
Just dump it in some mop water and dry it out.
If mop water tasted like pho, I would be drinking mop water frequently.
They can't get past it.
I'm going to go get pho tonight.
Okay.
All right.
You go get pho'd up.
Fun.
Dennis Nickel writes, waffles! I have no idea why.
I do.
Okay.
So Thursday night I played a game. I guess I don't talk much about I sub in a gaming group.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a primary. And in fact, I was a secondary. But births and other issues have bumped me up to first secondary now. So I'm whenever someone drops, I'm next on the list. On Thursday, they had a friend, Jason, over. I don't remember his last name, but I will try and find a link to his waffles. He came and he made waffles at the gaming group. Now, he knows about Dead Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty funny. But basically, what they do is he and his wife make these Belgian waffles at farmers markets that are stuffed with various things, chocolate chips, cinnamon, and sugar. And then he also does a chocolate and bacon waffle. So chocolate and bacon stuffed waffles. They're very good. It's his own recipe for the batter. Yeah, it was great. So we had a bunch of waffles at game night. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
I'll get the link and make sure we link to it.
Cool.
So good stuff.
Dennis has 5 total words in 2 questions this week. Next one from Dennis Nickel is Lamborghini, Ferrari, or Maserati?
Tesla.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Tesla as well.
Yep.
In high school, it was Lamborghini, obviously.
Well, dude, for me too, because it was like
right.
80s and 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe Ferrari was kind of creeping in. Porsche was big too in the late 80s and early 90s.
Sure. But I mean, for fantasy, because Porsche had some really cool posters.
Right.
But it's still a rounded car. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful car. It's a sleek car.
But the Lamborghini is a fucking spaceship.
Right. And the other one that was like that was Lotus, the Lotus Esprit.
Yeah, and the Lotus is like still big. It's yeah. like still so, but it's still going to be the Tesla for me.
I remember this awesome poster that was black mm-hmm. background, and then it had sort of a glowing, very much at the center and then dissipating out mm-hmm. gradient-wise, a glowing blue honeycomb.
Mm.
And then and this is a top-down view, so it looked like the car was going up your wall, mm-hmm. of a yellow Lotus Esprit.
Oh, nice.
And it was, the colors were just so, and I was like, oh, that,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is the car. I think right now, though, mm-hmm. having seen some things, and knowing that there's no rear view window in a Lamborghini, really, and the Ferrari, after Magnum PI, who gives a shit, I'd have to go with Maserati because they seem to be made, to me, I think of, and this may piss some people off, but that's okay, that's what I'm here for. Lamborghini is for small man.
Mm-hmm.
It really is an extension of mm-hmm. I need to be bigger. Mm-hmm. I mean that in height wise.
I know what you mean.
Whereas a Maserati is a car made for a bigger person, it seems, because
it's the gangster car.
Yes. It's,
Lamborghini is the like, hey, I run a business, and Maserati's like, hey, I take money from your business.
Right. So
gotcha.
Yeah, I think now I'd have to go with Maserati, but Tesla first and foremost. I'm seeing more and more. It's so nice being around here. I'm seeing more and more on the street.
Mm-hmm. What was the new? So the ludicrous button now, I think it's 2.8 seconds. It's 0 to 60 in 2.8 or something like that. Something just fucking outstandingly ridiculous. Because it's an electric engine.
Right.
You just, it's torque the whole way up the speed climb. It's not, there's no gear shifting or anything involved. It's just solid bam.
Yeah.
So I'm very, like, even as a sports car person, you have to appreciate this car.
Mm-hmm.
But as just a standard, like, I mean, electric is where we're going to have to go. There's no choice.
Yeah.
And that's the best one right now, period.
Have you ever driven one of those, I think Dodge had it. The transmission was basically 2 cones.
Oh, with
a
belt,
so it was like a constant velocity, a CV engine or something, where there was no shifting.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird because your RPMs
would
waver, but there was no difference in the car, and mm-hmm. I imagine that's kind of what the Tesla's like,
right.
Is that there is just, and you move.
Yeah, I remember those because it was a big deal. Like, you know, automatic transmissions, it's an automatic transmission. It's still mm-hmm. It still uses different gearing.
Yep.
This was, like you said, it's a cone, and it would just, but my understanding was the wear cycle was really terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There was something else on the car front.
Mine's still in the shop, if that helps.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cause you had...
Oh, I found out what happened, by the way. So, because we didn't get the police report. They wouldn't.
Oh.
They released it finally to the insurance company. We found out what happened. A stolen car hit a truck that was parked behind us. That truck hit us.
Oh.
The insurance company for the stolen car is claiming they're not liable, which is bullshit. they are absolutely liable.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you buy insurance.
Right.
So obviously the thief will be ultimately liable.
Ultimately liable.
They'll have to sue him, but that's not our problem. They need to be working on suing him and still pay out their claim. So we're waiting. The insurance is all in limbo. They're probably going to have to go to court, but that's not going to stop us from getting our stuff paid for. It just means we have to pay the full deductible up front.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Well, a little bit of a big deal, but
yeah.
Less of a big deal than it could be. Sorry. Anyway, you were saying?
There's a new one for new cars I saw going down to rehearsal. There's a new Scion,
mm-hmm.
FTS or something, that looks pretty meaty.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw, when I get too old for my motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
which will be never, Polaris mm-hmm. has an awesome, I don't know if you'd need a motorcycle license. It's a reverse trike, so it's two wheels in the front, one in the back.
Dude.
But it's like a low rider dune buggy.
I saw one of those.
Street legal.
I saw one of those on the way to Tacoma the other day. It was red and black.
Yes.
And the dude and his kid were in it.
Yeah. I've seen one parked outside Eagle Leather. I saw one come up Del Ridge today mm-hmm. on the way here.
Nice.
Which reminded me, but it is sharp angles. It's mm-hmm. all about triangles and sharp edges. And it just looks so much fun to have a street legal three-wheeled dune buggy that you can have on the freeway. Open cockpit. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, give me my goggles. I'm 2 inches off the ground. And it's Polaris, so they make
right
jet skis.
Yeah, I was going to say snowmobiles and stuff like that, yeah.
So
the one that I saw, it was unfortunate because Saturday morning going into Tacoma, it was backed up to Fife. So we started crawling at that point,
yeah.
which is really bad. Though on the way home, a bus had an accident or something right by the tribal gas station.
Yep.
Tahoma
Market.
Thank you. Tahoma Market. So right there, right after the... So if you're facing north from there, there's that overpass just beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Just beyond the overpass on the Tahoma side of it. A bus, something happened, and there were like 40 people out of their cars and stuff like that, and it was literally one car at a time getting through.
And that was when? Saturday?
That was Saturday.
Okay, yeah. I heard it. That's right.
That was heading south.
Because I was trying to get it. That's the other thing I did. Mm-hmm. I upgraded two people to Windows 10,
mm-hmm.
and then I know that they won't listen to this podcast. So the work computer and the laptop. Laptop is hers. Work computer's his. At some point, someone is using the laptop. She wants to go in and use his computer. So I've set him up as a local user. When she got onto the computer, somehow it asked for her Windows ID. So she put in her MSN mm-hmm. email, which then associated to his account.
Yeah.
So the entire computer went, and he called me that night and said, hey, there's something weird with the email. I'm like, well, she's using it online, right? And he's like, yes. And I get the call the next morning going, something's horribly wrong, so I got to go over. And they're in Edgewood, mm-hmm. which is Puyallup, Morton, right. sort of in between, Milton and Puyallup in between. And there was that accident on Saturday mm-hmm. going northbound.
That accident was going southbound.
Okay, one was going southbound. Then there was one at the Tacoma Mall going northbound. It was a 5-mile backup in both directions on I-5, with the center point being Portland Road. So the exit that I need to take, there's 10 miles worth of stopped cars.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a slog to get there. I was just like, seriously, this is the middle of the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, hey.
What?
That leads into Laura Adams' question.
Hey, Laura.
I have not gotten my free Windows 10 yet. From what I hear about it, I am glad. Have you guys got it yet? And if so, what do you think of it?
Yeah, I had it. I had it a few days before it released because I was able to force it.
I'm
going to
let you do that while I.
So, overall, if you're going from Windows 7 to Windows 10, I think you're going to be happy. I actually like Windows 8. The big start screen issue didn't bother me at all because they just hit the key and went. The most of the controversy or controversy, if that's how you like it, around Windows 10 is in the tracking and all that jazz. It's overblown. Like, it's really, really overblown. But, I mean, if you're using Cortana, if you're using all this cloud-connected stuff, it's cloud-connected. You're agreeing to cloud terms. So you can turn off all the cloud stuff and basically have a weird-looking Windows 7. That's fine. You know, whatever. What do I think of overall? It's fine. It's not mind-blowing to me. It's not... But then again, I went through Windows 8. For people who are coming from 7... they're loving it. It's like this new world for them.
Yeah.
I came from Windows 8 where almost all of this stuff was already implemented, but all of you assholes decided you just weren't going to like it just because.
Yeah.
So
I'm a little upset about the Metro screen being gone.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked
that. You can bring
it back. Oh, can you?
Mm-hmm. I'll show you how.
But the people that I was upgrading that I was talking about, they were both on 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and if you are looking, Laura, if you have Windows 8 or 7?
Are you talking about looking for the little
flag? Looking for the little flag.
Yeah, both of them.
You should have that.
In your lower right hand.
Next to your clock and everything, mm-hmm. where your system tray is. And you say, yes, I want to download this. And most people got that alert in July.
Yeah, late June, early July,
and then you had to wait another month.
Yeah, because like June 29th, I think, is when it started, and then yeah,
yeah,
and then you basically were thrown into a queue. It would trickle down though. If you said yes early before it was available, it trickled down the first week,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people got it that day because they'd already said yes.
Yep, I got it that day.
Yeah, so
and that's when I upgraded the laptop. I have not upgraded my desktop yet just because I have a bunch of things that I'm still working on,
mm-hmm.
but I am loving the laptop. I like all the enhancements that they did,
mm-hmm.
like some of the new icons. I like the way some of the programs work. They got rid of all the frames around things.
Mm-hmm.
Edge as a browser, I'm liking better than any other Explorer, and I like that they got a new fucking name for it.
Yeah.
So that when you say IE or Windows Explorer, it's not Windows Explorer, because Windows Explorer is how you explore your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Internet Explorer is how you browse the web. So now that they've called it the Edge, it's like, okay, the Edge browser.
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah, I have a different opinion of Edge right now. It's okay. It has some definite hiccups with JavaScript, heavy JavaScript
yes.
sites.
Yes.
Where it'll hang. So certain sites will be really fucked up and slow. Also, I hate that you can't use plugins, because I can't use my LastPass plugin, which drives me nuts. There are no plugins yet on Edge. No support for it.
Oh, see, since I don't use plugins,
yeah, you're fine.
The Metro or bringing back the quote start button in Windows 10 is nice, but I like the fact that I can left mouse click and get to things, which I mm-hmm. seldom ever use,
mm-hmm.
except to log out users,
mm-hmm.
or right mouse click, and I can get right to control panel.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like that, and then it does have the apps. If you use the apps, you can click that mm-hmm. and get a little window, kind of like on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I like all of the upgrades, and the people who are detractors from it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to politely say that they're imbeciles. But there's really no reason not to like it, especially 8, because the only difference was you hit the Windows key once, and you're back to the desktop
exactly.
that you know, all that you've always had. Windows 90 fucking 5.
There is one thing that 10 has that I actually kind of squee about a little bit.
Cortana?
No, not Cortana, surprisingly. Oh. Cortana's fine, but it's not super useful.
Sure.
It is on like a TV, like a TV mm-hmm. connected computer. It's super useful there. But if I'm at my keyboard, I type faster than I talk.
Yeah.
No, it's multiple desktops finally supported natively.
Yes.
So Windows has always been way behind in multiple desktop support. Mm-hmm. Linux, Unix, Mac, because it is Unix, they've had multi-desktop support forever, where you can basically just go open a new desktop with a bunch of different windows open there, and then open another one, you know, so like you can have your work desktop going and then go over to your like email handling or whatever, mm-hmm. and organize things in full virtual desktop spaces. This is now built into Windows 10, yep. which is great. Oh, yeah. The notification area is awesome too.
Yeah.
I really like that a lot.
Yeah. And I learned that, I think the program that I had to use back when I was working at Pop was Ghost Window or something.
Yeah.
And you could set it up. It would have four virtual windows and you'd hit the window key, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it would open up your respective desktops. And wow, how productive is that to have, like you said, my work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go to window 2, which would be my instant messaging with everybody else that right. we were collaborating on something with, and have that opened up. I could hit Windows 3, and there's my email. So now mm-hmm. I can go into a window, and I can have all of my Google Chats mm-hmm. with everybody when we're talking about Blu-ray or whatever, and Slack on there, mm-hmm. and have all of those on a window mm-hmm. that I know all I got to do is go pop.
Yep.
Anything, nope, pop, go back, yep. and do my thing. It is so much more productive.
It is. So that's built in natively, and I love that. Some loud birds.
Yeah.
Also, this is not related to... I just remembered something that I forgot to tell you. I found the next microphone we're going to buy.
Okay.
Because we need an Omni for when we're at cons and stuff like that. A good one.
Yeah.
The Yeti's okay, but we still have a lot of problems with noise.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, the same company that makes the Yeti,
right.
makes something called the Mouse. This is the microphone for that type of thing. It is amazing. As clean as these, easy.
Should I send the other one back?
You can't afford the Mouse right now.
Oh.
It's over a grand. But it's great.
Yeah, can't afford the Mouse right now.
No. So, anyway, sorry, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, I like that. And last but not least, Rob McLennan writes, music is frequently narrative. Mm-hmm. On one occasion, I ran an entire session of the Dark Conspiracy role-playing game by riffing off the lyrics of Twilight Zone by Gordon Murray, which is an awesome song.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have any similar stories of music-based creation?
I think the closest thing we have is, I have... Farce and Violence, where we filked something that we've used mm-hmm. basically a narrative to inform the filk.
Yep.
So we used Darkness Rising to edit Sound of Silence and make it applicable to the setting of Darkness Rising. So it was mm-hmm. It was sort of backwards to that.
Right.
A situation where I've used a song. I mean, when I've written, absolutely. Like, when I was younger and I wrote this thing, there was a devil in it, right? The devil was in it. And he introduced himself as a man of wealth and taste. Things like that, mm-hmm. you know? So absolutely, I've used music to inform pop culture. And that happens a lot. Look at Supernatural. They've had entire episodes built around songs.
Yeah.
In fact, weren't most of their... I might be misremembering this, but I think a bunch of their episode names are song titles.
Oh, yeah, there's a number of
programs
right. like that that'll have a season of themes of whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, like, one of my all-time favorite, seriously favorite episodes of X-Files has got to be the episode about with all the Cher songs.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that episode. It was so good. And it's also the first time I ever heard Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
So, Such a good episode.
I'd say the only time that I've done it, I'm sure there's other times, but it would have to be straight choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I choreographed Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody mm-hmm. in one night with all this theatrical spectacle and everything, where I could tell the story.
He needs no sympathy, guys.
But yeah, the type of non-typical use of music, I probably have not done that, except to inspire when I'm doing something. I like to listen to X mm-hmm. or I associate U2's Boy with the month of October, not the album October,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I remember. Or Styx, Grand Illusion, sitting on a couch, listening to it on my parents' record player while reading C.S. Lewis.
Right. This is strange. I'm looking at the waveform right now while we're recording, and I didn't peek, so I'm worried my watch is actually...
No, it's not the watch. I think sometimes it's the... Or things that...
That was pretty close to a peek.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what it... We'll play that peek back in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it for me. Maybe in the future, though.
Yes.
We'll do something song-based.
Yeah.
Like based off of a song, not... Song-based, you know.
Right. So, do we want to try and get this one done in less than an hour?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Patreon subscribers.
Patreon.
New month.
Oh, that's right. Hello, September.
New people, although
September,
it's weird.
September, the month of Oktoberfest.
Because Patreon says August, even though it's September.
Well, it's they're charging for the
on,
so it's fine.
Which is weird.
Figure it
so
out.
We're calling it September, right. Even though it's August.
William Hawks Robinson,
Leslie Sedlak.
Does he want it said like that, William Hawks Robinson?
That's what I pulled off.
Okay, so that's what he's putting in the Patreon. So
that's
okay,
what he's putting in the Patreon.
Todd McKinney,
Donald Evans,
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment,
Digby Davis LLC,
Paula Moran,
Amanda Cook.
Hold on, I'm going to actually have to come over now. The small ones are hard to read. Mark Bevier,
James Herbert.
Adam Morey.
Matthew Hunt.
Tim Martin.
Rob McLennan.
Lotta Jerf.
Laura Adams.
Tom Brophy.
Tom Stewart.
Doogie Sharpay. The Potato Pope.
Justin Everett.
Sorry. Brittany Bentley.
You got both of the new people. How'd that happen?
I'm good at this.
Bradley Swan.
Trampas Johnson. Trampas Johnson.
Gordon D. Duke.
Biel Prichard.
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival guy.
Chad Jones.
Chad Jones, are you the local Chad Jones in Seattle? Just curious. I could
he
probably look
Bo.
It up, but
that's how he found us, because he knows Bo.
Okay.
So
that would
I'm
be
assuming
the same Chad
it's
Jones.
The yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Good to know.
It's not like the ghost of Tom Jones.
No.
No.
I thought it was the goad, but it's ghost.
It's the Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
Please, 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 please come on the podcast.
We have so many questions.
So many.
There's a lot of new information going on. We're talking, I mean, we've got what now? We've got Entanglement shown at a distance. That's spooky. We've got a magnetic wormhole created.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They created a magnetic wormhole. I think they can only send magnetic pulses through it, but there's no disruption in the space between the two points. So it is a wormhole. That's neat.
Yeah.
The quantum entanglements, that's a big deal, because if we ever want to get to, you know, FTL communications or anything like that, entanglement is sort of the only way to get there. So really, we need you, Neil, to help our little walnut brains understand the scope of this magnificent and currently expanding, we hope, universe. Maybe soon the bubble will pop and we'll have a vacuum event. Or a false vacuum event. or just the heat death of everything or whatever. But anyway, but before that, fill our brains.
Or if you'd rather not talk, come on the podcast and we'll just eat like bacon stuffed waffles.
Come on the podcast and we'll show you how to properly do a Tim Tam slam and actually do it instead of just tease it. You tease.